بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وريت الحديث والنبي والصحابي رضي الله تعالى عنها عنه عقبة بن حارث رضي الله عنه وعنهم سيد that he performed namaz with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asr namaz, and after namaz Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately left and went over the people, over their shoulders to one of his houses, and then he came back and he saw the people were a bit unsettled that they, why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go so fast. He explained to them, he remembered he had one nugget of gold in his possession, and did not want him. He did not want that gold must distract him. So he ordered that it must be distributed. It must be given away. So from there we learn quite a few points from this hadith. One is, in another narration it comes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he had this nugget of gold which was for charity, and he don't want to spend a night with it in his possession. He wanted it to be given away. So the hadith highlights the theme of the chapter, to hasten in good deeds. That is the most important thing, especially when we get the niyat of doing something good, we must not delay in doing that. We want to give money in the path of Allah, then don't delay, don't procrastinate. As soon as we can, we should give it. One alim, while giving a bayan, during the bayan, it was in a madrasa, in the masjid, and he gave money there to that madrasa during the bayan. And then he explained that the thought came to me, I should donate and give some money to this madrasa, and I must not delay in doing that, I should do it immediately. And also, as soon as we give it, when we make the niyat, we get the sawab already. When we do the amal, the sawab increases manifold more. So the quicker we do it, the quicker our meter starts counting, and the more we start getting sawab. So why delay it even for a minute? Whenever we want to do any good deed, we should not procrastinate, we should not delay, we should do it immediately. As we see here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got the thought, he could have gone with it minan, after the tasbihat, after the dua, but he immediately hastened and went. The reason why the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were astonished was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked through the rows hastily while they were seated, whereas his normal habit was to walk at a moderate pace. That is also important. We should walk. We shouldn't rush around. We're doing our things. Neither walk like a lazy person or like an old sick person, slowly, slowly. We should walk at a moderate pace normally. When there is a need, then it is different. But otherwise, we should try and maintain always a moderate pace. So much so, we are told that if we are late for namaz, in the first place, we should try not to be late. But if we are late, then also don't run and come to the jama'at. Comes in your moderate pace, with a little bit of haste in it, a little bit to get the jama'at. But we should not be running around. Some of us, we have that habit, we're doing everything very hastily. And the other, we are very casual. The moderation in everything is a great teaching of our deen and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In all things, we should try and have moderation. Whether it is our eating, we should not overeat, we should not undereat. Whether it is our sleeping, we shouldn't oversleep and we shouldn't sleep too little. Moderation in everything has been taught to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hastened to give away the gold in charity because he did not want the adornments of this world to distract him in his ibadah and relationship with Allah Ta'ala. This is another very important thing. We should try and have nothing with us that distracts us from Allah Ta'ala. In fact, when we come for namaz, as it will be also explained, that when we come for namaz, one of the reasons that we should come early is free our mind of all things. Engage in some zikr, in some dua, tilawat, etc. Especially now when we're going to perform our farz, our minds are clear. Our minds are not occupied in other things. In all our matters, we should try and do that. Our business matters, all our matters, try and sort it out so that we can make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala with a clear mind. Otherwise, if something is playing on our mind, whole namaz is in that thought of that thing. We are making du'as also, and that is occupying us all the time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not want anything to occupy his mind when he's engaged with Allah Ta'ala. So we, in all our matters also, we should try all our duties that we have to do. For example, we have to teach children. That also, we should free our mind and give our full attention to our teaching. There shouldn't be other things on our mind. And then while we are teaching, our mind is somewhere else. And sometimes if we have the phone, we get busy also and talking to other people, while that was the time that we had to give our teaching. The same way with our namazas, our tilawat, our dua, everything we should have, our mind should not be occupied with other things. His example is worthy of emulation. In everything we say, we have to follow sunnah, but we should say, are we trying to follow? This is a sunnah. We talk about sunnah, we think we are following sunnah, but are we following? In all these matters, this is the sunnah that we follow, the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One who ponders and reflects over worldly affairs while engaged in worship destroys its essence and beauty. If in all our ibadat, our thoughts are in all other things, our mind is in our money, unsettled things, etc. We are having an argument in our mind with somebody while we are in namaz. We are arguing with the wife while we are in the namaz, etc. That what is left of that namaz? It can be said like we didn't come for that ibadat. We didn't make that ibadat. While we are making dua, our mind is occupied in other things. So there is also an important thing that all our things we should try and put aside. And together with these things also, arguments that we have with people, fights that we have with people, whether it's with the wife, whether it's with friends, whether it's with anyone, if all those thoughts are in our mind, whole namaz we will be arguing. And whole our dua time we are busy in arguing. Tilawat time. So what kind of ibadat is that? We should work towards removing all other thoughts from our mind. So this one hadith has taught us so many lessons. Then there are a few additional points which are added. It is permissible to appoint somebody else to distribute one's charity despite having the ability to discharge it personally. Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went and told them at home that distribute this. So yeah, we learned the lesson that we can give our charity to somebody else, that you distribute it for us. But the best is to do it with our own hand. And we'll give it to the rightful people. As it is narrated, that Na'm al-Amir ala babil faqir. Very good is that rich man who goes to the door of the poor person. It builds the relationship also. They come to understand the need of the poor. They see their conditions, what they are living in. Like this, we just send money away. Then many times we get doubts also whether our money was distributed properly or whether it just went in all the red tape, in all the formalities and people's salaries, etc. But did it reach the recipients or not? And if we give ourselves, we will know that we have given it. And the other thing is that bond will be rebuilt between the rich and the poor. This is one of the major problems of the world, the rift between the rich and the poor. And in this way, Islam is taught that we build that bridges and we stay and we be with the poor people. And then that bond also is created. Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi stated that it is sunnah to walk at moderate pace. To walk too fast or too slow is discouraged. Moderation we should try and maintain in everything. One should attempt to clear all mental distraction before proceeding for salah. For any of our ibadat, we should try and remove all mental distractions, that our thoughts are not in all other things, and we can then see the enjoyment of salah. Many of us, we don't get enjoyment in our namaz, we don't get enjoyment in our ibadat, dua, etc. But we're not making dua. Our minds are not there. Outwardly we are there, but our minds are not there. In our namaz, tilawat, zikr, etc. A person is making zikr of Allah to remove all other thoughts. But in that zikr also he's got all other thoughts. So how can we get the full benefit? So there is an important sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we can see from this one incident how the sahaba took lessons, how our ulama took lessons, and the great kindness that they have taught us all these things. Now it is for us ready in the plate just to make amal. And if we make the amal, we will also get the full benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.